This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you know who Kevin Kiley is?
He is like a representative here locally, right?
He is our congressperson, our congressman for Placer County. If you live in Roseville, Rockland, Lincoln, that whole area, he represents us in Congress. And I subscribe to his emails. I'm not sure when I signed up for that. And most of the time, his emails are pretty noxious. However, this morning, interesting. It was him promoting a making a video about this.
What we're looking at is the worst operational bottleneck in Placer County and one of the worst in all of Northern California.
Do you know what that would be?
65.
65. Highway 65.
Going
we're looking
towards
at
Sacramento.
10 hours of delay every single day. That's 1,800 hours of delay every day.
I know I've experienced this myself many times, but the good news is we have gotten $22 million, over $22 million in federal funding to help fix this. So how is this gonna look different when the project is done?
What we're gonna do is we're gonna take that over $22 million that you successfully brought back to our district from Washington, D.C. We're gonna pair that with $6 million of local developer impact fees. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna put two new lanes in southbound between Pleasant Grove and Galleria.
Sounds like great news.
It does.
So $22 million that he lobbied for. Listen, I'm not a fan of his, but good for him. I'm glad he lobbied for it from a fund that was set up by the Obama administration. Great, that's awesome. Then I start looking into it because I'm a crazy person and I can't just accept good news. They're adding two lanes. Construction is going to start. I think they're going to say hopefully by the end of December 2027, this project will be done. Okay. And as I'm reading these articles, I'm finding these nuggets here and there that are alluding to the fact that adding more lanes does not help congestion. And I'm going, huh? That doesn't seem right. And I find another article that's talking about how adding lanes does not help congestion. And the one thing that does help congestion is, what do you think is the answer?
I have no idea.
Kevin?
Lessening the lanes?
Tolls!
Tolls.
Tolls is the only thing that they have been able to prove lessens congestion.
Well, because then people don't want to go and pay.
Right. And they find other routes to go that way. And I'm reading this. And if you've never driven on 65, it's a nightmare. At almost all times a day. Like, we drive on 65, Katie and I do, to come to this studio. And the only time a day that it's fine is before 5 a.m.
Yeah, you do start, like, but it's only in one direction that it's bad.
That's because years ago, there was a project that we voted for that expanded the northbound lanes. it kind of clogs up just like all the other highways do. And I was like, no, no. And the more I read about it, the more they were like, and we're looking into toll options as well. I was like, no!
No, there's no way you can put a toll. It's such a small stretch of freeway.
It's the only thing that'll relieve it. So it's a nightmare. It's either a headache with congestion, or we got to pay 65 cents or 250 to drive on it. And we set up one of those easy pay things on it. What?
So I have to start paying. I know that other people in parts of the country have to do this, but like, I'd have to start paying money to drive to work.
If they ever did a toll thing on there.
I don't think that they would.
To lessen the congestion. But yes, there are lots of people in this country that have to pay to go to work.
That's correct. Like, I know that's true, but putting it in terms where I would have to do it seems insane.
It does.
Also, because again, it's not a big stretch of highway where this is problematic.
Right.
It's like 4 miles.
It's not even four miles.
It's not even.
It's less than 2 miles.
Right.
And, but that less than 2 miles sometimes can take, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Oh, I know.
Now, granted, I've got my little tricks that I do.
Oh.
I don't care who it pisses off.
You're not going to.
I'm in a fast car, and I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
Which is what?
I'll get on 65 South.
Yeah.
At the Blue Oaks on ramp.
Okay.
And then I will. Everybody gets over immediately because that's what you're supposed to do.
And you
not
go
me.
On that shoulder.
Not the shoulder.
Oh.
It's what essentially turns into the off ramp for the Pleasant Grove exit, and I will not get over until I am like tens of feet from the off ramp for Pleasant Grove. Saves me about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. I love doing it. Sorry. Anybody who that I cut off as I'm coming over, I sincerely feel sorry for you because sometimes it is aggressive. But listen, just know I'm fine. You're moving. You're at a crawling pace. And maybe I spook you when I just come right in, but you're not going very fast.
Please understand that I'm fine.
Right. Okay? Exactly.
And I feel like that's going to help you sleep at night.
Right. Right. Okay. We're all fine. You're fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.